from the epistles is from Acts chapter 19. This is set in Paul's journeys around the Mediterranean, and he comes to this group in Corinth. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and then came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They said, "Into John's baptism." And Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus. And on hearing that, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of those gathered." Baptism, well, it's the baptism of Christ Sunday, and this lectionary year, we're taken through the Gospel of Mark, and so it's interesting that right at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, it begins, "And this is the good news of Jesus Christ." Very first line, "This is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ." And they go right into the story of the baptism of Jesus. I think that that's really interesting, that the story of Jesus' baptism is the beginning of good news. And the question for us is, why is Jesus' baptism the beginning of good news in the Christian tradition? I think if we understand this, part of our own theological and religious heritage, it helps us explain why the church is different than the building on the corner, as Tom said, and also why the church is different than any other justice or charity organization out there. What makes the baptism good news to me is the story that we read in Mark chapter 1, where Jesus comes down into the water. He saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit of God descending like a dove on him, and heard a voice come from heaven, "You are my beloved, you are my own, and in you I am well pleased." The descent of the Spirit. The descent of the Spirit really is what makes John's baptism different than Jesus's. We don't have record before the baptism of Jesus that John was going out there baptizing people and the Holy Spirit was coming down upon them. Rather, John was going around and doing some pretty predictable things, very laudable, awesome things that needed to be done, telling people who are in positions of power, "You're not abiding by God's law. You are exploiting people. You have not turned the land back to people. People are suffering. We need to repent. We need to do right. We need to do the laws of God. We need to turn around so that God would forgive us our sins and we could move forward." John's gospel, John's baptism, was a baptism of repentance. It was a baptism that was proclaiming, there's a God up there who is angry with us because there are laws that are set for us to abide by, and we better abide by those laws. If we have broken them, we need to declare that we're sorry for those things so that God will forgive us and we will not be punished. That follows a long prophetic tradition, Hebrew tradition. But what we see in the baptism of Jesus is something different. Jesus is baptized and the Holy Spirit descends and the Spirit of God says to Jesus, "You are the beloved. In you I am well pleased." What happens in Acts is kind of interesting because, of course, you know, we're a church that has taken 150 years of critical scholarship about the Bible to heart. We realize that these stories really are theological reflections more than they are documentary history. They're theological reflections on issues of importance. And what you have happening here in Ephesus is that you've got a group of people who heard about this need to turn around from evil deeds and to live a better life. They received a baptism of John. Paul comes up and says, "Have you heard of the baptism of Jesus? Have you heard about Jesus?" and they say, no, we haven't heard about Jesus. They get baptized in the name of Jesus, and what happens again? Holy Spirit comes down, and all of a sudden they do something really interesting. They prophesy, and they speak in different tongues. Now, symbolically, what's the issue there? That's really interesting to me. Baptism, descent of Holy Spirit, new power that breaks national boundaries, and new power that sees reality now and reality in the future in a way that other people can't see it. What's the message about the baptism of Jesus? It's interesting that in the baptism of Jesus, you have God not up there looking down saying, you've done wrong, you better change. God is right here. The Holy Spirit comes down and becomes a part of Jesus, says, you are my beloved. In the Acts story, we have the Holy Spirit coming down and becoming part of the people who had been baptized. We are now vessels of the very God of the universe. Everything that is, the it, the sense, the source, the reality of the universe has now come down with us. And now we are free to act as conduits of the divine. And because we're conduits of the divine, we don't need this layer of rules up here necessarily, or this God image up here of someone who's sort of looking down on us and judging us. There's a new way of being that's being described here in the baptism of Jesus, and that we get expounded through the ministry of Jesus. Jesus says when he's at his first sermon in Nazareth, he says, I have come to proclaim the good news. The Spirit of Adonai is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, new sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim restoration and jubilee, the year of God's favor. The Spirit of God is upon me. And it's interesting that we have this idea in Christian theology of, I'm a little OCD there, of Jesus being the Son of God. But it's interesting in John chapter 1 that it says, and as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God. In the same way that Jesus is a child of God and becomes a conduit for God's Spirit in the world, becomes the living presence of God in the world. So everyone who is part of this baptismal community becomes conduits of God's Spirit in the world. It's a very different way of acting in the world. The question, what must we do, has been radically changed because of this vision, because of our understanding of the nature of God's presence with us and among us. God is not up there completely separate from us or only guiding or directing or puppeteering like the old image entails, but the divine breath is our breath. The divine life is our life, and since God is right here, the goal is no longer understood as simply obeying all the rules and demanding the justice God demands from on high, but rather providing a clear and clean vessel in which God can dwell. Paul picks this up and he says, you have gone to temples before and thought that they were important because there were intermediaries of the divine there. Paul says, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You don't need to go to that temple because you are the temple. A very different vision. Providing a clear and clean vessel in which God can dwell. Letting God do the work God can do when we give God place. When the old baggage of our concepts and delusions, think of how many things changed in the ministry of Christ. How many things were reorganized that he reorganized about his own theological and cultural baggage that he let go and let them go because he was being a conduit of the divine Spirit. He was cleaning house so that the Spirit could dwell. It was not an easy job. Right after this story, he goes into the wilderness and fights the devil about it for 40 days. But he was cleaning house so that he could create a space where God could dwell, where old concepts and delusions could be dropped, our presuppositions could be dropped, prejudices could be dropped, hatreds and hurts, and our egos, all those things could be swept away from the floors of our spiritual homes so that we will leave a space open for the indwelling presence. When I was in Japan, you know, we were needing to read the Bible in Japanese, and there's an interesting word for the presence of God, the indwelling of the Spirit, and it's gorinzai, the honorable presence. What does the symbolic encounter in that Acts
passage mean? It means that the presence of the very divine is within us. I was talking to one of the students, I remembered this as I was preparing this message, who is a student of Christianity and Modern Thought class. And a lot of these people really didn't know much about the Japanese Buddhist tradition, but there was one student that did. He happened to be a person with a disability and was confined to a wheelchair. I don't know the exact nature of his disability, but he could only use one hand, and so he would use that hand to move the wheelchair. And I remember saying after class and in small group breakout afterwards, I said, in this Christian tradition, we have the idea, and it's very similar to the Buddhist concept of kensho in some way, where you drop what is unnecessary so that you can be open to the real. You let go of delusion so that you can be open to that which is. In Christian language, we call that sometimes God, some of our conception. And so I said, what does it mean to you to be a dwelling place of the sacred? And this student who was in the wheelchair, who had a very difficult time getting around campus, and frankly was one of the very few people with disabilities on our campus, said to me something that I will never forget. Gorinzai areba boku wa sono mama de jūbun da to kanjimasu. If God is with me, just as I am enough. And I thought, Pat, you are so theologically profound. You got it right there. You got the thing. If God is with me, I am enough. We base so much of our feelings of adequacy and worth, we base so much of our self-image on really what our accidentals in our lives, our relative successes, our failures at our jobs, at school, at what other people say about us or think about us, about how people rank us or our projects via others. We who expend so much time and energy trying to make the world a better place sometimes fall into the trap of feeling that we just can't go on because the efforts we make seem to reap so little. And I thought of Janet as she was coming up here making this announcement about, I've been a historian all my life, and what do I see for this? A complete vacuum in terms of historical knowledge in this country that's my own. It feels so depressing. It feels like the task is just too much for us. It seems like it's so hard to be fighting so hard and getting what seems like not where we want to go. But the message of this Gorinzai, the presence, and the good news of Jesus is that that despair that can set root in our hearts is really a result of delusion. The delusion that we are separate, discrete individuals responsible to change our lives in the world by ourselves. And the good news of the gospel is this: that's not true. That's now how God how intended for us to live. God intended for us to open ourselves to be vessels of God's presence, of the presence. It's not that you and I are responsible for saving everything and making our projects successes, because we can't do that by ourselves. We need to open ourselves up so that we can recognize that the entire force of the universe is behind what good will come. And that entire force of the universe is right there with us, pushing or pulling us along. And this is not really your project or my project. It's not the people who are working so hard to get local foods going in Licking County's project. It's not so hard. It's not really the project of people trying to help people understand the injustices of our justice system. It's not your project. It's God's project. It's God's project. And if we allow ourselves to be vessels of God's project, we realize that, you know, God's project will succeed. We have to be able to be wise enough to move with it, to let the divine spirit blow through us, but to release ourselves of false responsibility to be baptized in the way of Christ. To be baptized in the Spirit is to switch out everything Joanna said for water right there, for the word Spirit. We need Spirit for everything. We need Spirit to live, to eat, to breathe. We need Spirit to cleanse us of the delusion that makes us stop doing the good work we want to do. We need Spirit to infuse our lives. We need to be baptized in the very Spirit of God, to admit that we are not the center of the universe, to admit that we need to be... If the old model of baptism, if the old model of action, there's law, we have to do right or we will be punished. If we do right, we will succeed. If that's the way it is, we're going to have to be dunked over and over and over again to make sure that an angry God will continue to forgive every sin we've ever committed and every lack that we've ever done. We'd be pruny from the waters of baptism. That's not the Christian conception of baptism. The Christian conception of baptism is that you are baptized into an opening of your heart to the new life, the very life of God. And that you're saying, God, do something with me. And that you're happy with whatever God will do with you. To declare that it is God that is at work to will and to work within me. To hear the voice, you are my beloved. With you I am well pleased. I am with you, Emmanuel, to bring this kingdom with and through you. You are not alone. I am as close to you as your very breath. I am as close to you, plural, as your very breath. You are not alone. Don't forget me. I am your strength. Let's pray. We pause to be attuned to that which is real. Oh God, help us to open ourselves to a practice of experiencing you as the life giver, of recognizing the sacredness of the breath we hold in common, and of knowing that life is intended to thrive and to succeed. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. For our final hymn, let's sing together quietly this hymn, Spirit of the Living God. It's number 283 in your bulletin. And let's stand as we sing. Let's sing it through two times. Let this be your prayer as you sing. Spirit.